words of that song, the last few words there, sweet peace, the gift of God's love. And I think how true that is, and how the world does need peace today. And I think of the wonderful things that we do have, and the things that that should be ours that we don't have. We have many wonderful things in our communities. We have schools, and we have parks, and we have social organizations that helps one another. But without the gospel, they're not too meaningful, and they're not too apt to be too far-reaching. I want to read a verse or two out of 2 Timothy. I think that this has been read numerous times in the last few weeks or months. I'm sure that I've read it within the last 2 months anyway, but I just want to refresh our memories on this one in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. And it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divideth the word of truth." And this is important, because if we study, we are able to tell what is truth and what is not truth. And as Harvey mentioned this morning, that we do need to do a lot more studying and to understand the gospel, because it's there for us to understand. But I want to go back over into Acts here in the 17th chapter of Acts. And this is a quite a story, as if we have read it recently. If we recall, in the 16th chapter, I believe it was Paul and Silas had been preaching, and they came across a lady named Lydia that had a power of soothsaying, I guess you would say. And they brought her unto Christ, and she lost this power, as it were. And the people the businessmen in the community was very distressed, and had Paul and Silas thrown into jail. And as we recall also, that there was a great earthquake, and Paul and Silas was able to leave the jail, and the jailer was converted unto the Lord. But over here in the 17th chapter, I believe I'll begin with the 2nd verse. "And Paul, as his manner was, went unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. He had went into their synagogues, and he was preaching unto them, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few." So he was able to go out, and he preached unto the people, and he reasoned with them, and he told them of the gospel, and a good many of them believed him. But as is the case many times, whenever that the gospel is preached, it's going to step on some people's feet, and it's going to cause them some distress, because if they believe the gospel, the true gospel as it is preached, they're going to have to change their ways. And sometimes that they would rather change the gospel than to change their ways. But here in the 5th verse, tells us a little bit of what happened in those days. And I would think that if it was possible that this same thing would happen today, if they if the gospel began to step on some people's feet. "But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of a base sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Here, because the gospel had been preached and he was telling the people the truth, there were certain people that this upset so much that they sought out undesirable people that would attempt to accomplish the purpose that they had in mind. I want to skip on over here and read in, I believe I'll begin again with the 10th verse. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went unto the synagogues of the Jews. Notice what he done right away? He went into the synagogues to preach unto the people. These were the more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Now this is what people should do, isn't it? We should search the scriptures daily to know them, to know what is truth and what is not truth. Therefore many of them believed, also of the honorable women which were Greeks, and the men not a few. But many of them believed, because they had searched the scripture and they knew the truth thereof. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. It seems strange that these people, the Jews, didn't search the scripture enough to understand that they had gone astray and were not following the words of the Lord. But it seems that they didn't understand this. But those that were sincere in heart were able to understand the gospel. And oftentimes, it isn't the wealthy or the very educated that discover the gospel of the Lord. It's those people that are humble and seeking after the right way. I want to read a little bit out of 3 Nephi. In the 10th chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. Now this is the Lord had been preaching to them, and he had been actually referring to parts of the 54th chapter of Isaiah. And now behold, I say unto you that ye had ought to search these things. That people ought to search Isaiah. For I commandment I give unto you that ye search these things diligently, for great are the words of Isaiah. For great are the words of Isaiah. So possibly we should spend a little more time searching these out and attempting to understand them. For surely he speak touching all things concerning my people, which are of the house of Israel. Therefore it must needs be that he must speak also of the Gentiles. And all things that he spake hath been and shall be, even according to the words which he spake. Therefore give heed unto my words. Write the things which I have told you, and according to the time and the will of the Father, they shall go forth unto the Gentiles. So the Gentiles are going to have these words also. And whosoever will hearken unto my words, and repenteth, and is baptized, the same shall be saved. Search the prophets, for many there be that testify of these things. Now, had the Jews searched these things out, they would have recognized that Paul was preaching the truth, or that Christ was truly the Christ and the Savior that they were looking for. But this isn't much different from the people today. Many of them don't want to know the truth because it would change their way of life. I want to read a little bit out of Jacob in the Book of Mormon here. In the third chapter and beginning with about the fifth verse on page 175. Behold, they believed in Christ and worshiped the Father in his name, and also we worship the Father in his name. And for this intent we keep the law of Moses, it pointing our souls to him. And for this cause it is sanctified unto us for righteousness, even as it was according unto accounted unto Abraham in the wilderness, to be obedient unto the commandments of God in the offering up of his son Isaac, which is a similitude of God and his only begotten Son. Wherefore we search the prophets, and we have many revelations, and the spirit of prophecy, and having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope of our faith, and our faith becometh unshaken. Now here was a people that had been striving to keep the commandments. And I don't believe that the commandments are kept without a little bit of effort. But these people apparently was doing a pretty good job and following after all the things that they knew of. And they were blessed, and they become strong in faith. It says, we obtain a hope, and our faith becometh unshaken, insomuch that we truly can command in the name of Jesus, and the very trees obey us, and the mountains and the waves of the sea. That would be quite powerful, wouldn't it? But true, we know that if a person was able to do this with this much faith, that they wouldn't make some idle wish or command that had no need. Nevertheless, the Lord God showeth us our weakness, that we may know that it is by his grace and his great condescensions unto the children of men that we have power to do these things. That it is by him that all these things can happen, not of the people themselves, but by the power of the Lord. Behold, great and marvelous are the works of the Lord. How unsearchable are the depths of his mysteries, of the mysteries of him, and it is impossible that man find out all his ways. And no man knoweth of his ways, save it be revealed unto him. Wherefore, brethren, despise not revelations, the revelations of God. By searching these scriptures and by the revelation of the Lord is how we know of his ways. Now we could read the scripture, we could read Genesis, and many people have read Genesis, but a lot of them don't believe it. But if they sought the Lord with a proper attitude, they have read the book, and the words are there for everyone. But it is the power of the Lord that makes it known unto man. Man of himself isn't going to know this. He can read this, and he says, here is a book that says that in the beginning the Lord created the heavens and the earth. But unless the Lord shows that unto a man, he's not going to really understand it. I think that each one of us believes that the Lord did create the heavens and the earth. We have been taught this from when we was a child, and we had a belief of it. But as we got older, as we went to school, we had a chance to turn either way, to believe it or not to believe it. We still do. But by the power of the Lord, I'm sure each one of us has had it borne out to him that that's the truth. So we believe it. And he is going to continue to make these things known unto us as we search the scripture, strive to know his ways, and above all, to keep his commandments. I want to go over into the 17th chapter of Alma for a few verses. In the 66th verse in the 17th chapter. Now here is again some verses. I believe that Johnny read these to us within the last month or two, probably within the last 6 months. I've read them, and I wouldn't be surprised if most of the ministry has read these in the last year. Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil. With their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest for their souls. O remember, my son, learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God, yea, and to cry unto him for all thy support. We're to cry unto him for all of our support. In John's testimony last Wednesday night, he mentioned that a lot of people don't pray over the things of their work and of the things of that nature. We find people that would pray for peace and a lot of things like this, but they don't think to pray over the things immediately around them. But here it says, cry unto the Lord for all thy support. I would say that's everything that we do. I believe that a young person should pray to the Lord concerning their education and what they should do. And young people should pray to the Lord that they might be able to find a husband or a wife that would be suited unto them. And I think this is one of the most important things of all. And they should study the scriptures that they would know that they could do this. Let all thy doings be unto the Lord. Whithersoever thou goest, let it be unto the Lord. Yea, let thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. Yea, let thy affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. That's quite a promise, isn't it? He will direct us for good. And that's very important. Because we see the world today seems to be heading down a steep grade with no control into destruction. We watch young people that are not seeking after the Lord, that are riotously living, and many of the younger people and the older people alike. And there is a good many older people that's doing the same thing. They seem to be headed down a runaway hill with no controls. And it's a sorry thing. And they think that they have joy and happiness. I want to read a little bit out of 2 Nephi in the 12th chapter. Beginning with the 35th verse. And this is some words that is fairly familiar to us also. Woe be unto him that shall say, we have received the word of God, and we need no more of the word of God, for we have enough. Now, a lot of people believe that they do have enough of the word of the Lord. And I shall assure you, if what they have, if they would live by them, it would make a great change in the world today. But many people do not live by them. For behold, thus saith the Lord God, I will give unto the children of men line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Now, he's not going to make all these things known unto us at one instant, is he? We have got to study a little, and we've got to seek him, and he will give us a little bit at a time. And I'm sure that everyone here has studied the gospel and had a little knowledge imparted of it unto him when he was reading. And so you get just a little more and a little more all the time. And blessed are those who hearken unto my precepts. Yes, blessed are those that hearken unto his precepts. And lend an ear unto my counsel. For they shall learn wisdom. And how important this is. And for they shall learn wisdom. For unto him that receiveth, I will give more. So if we receive a little bit, we're going to learn some more. We're going to receive some more. Do you know this is the same way that it is in school? If you study and you receive and try to understand what they're teaching, if you're taking math or calculus or some type of a science or home economics or cooking, if you try and you learn a little bit and strive, you're going to get more and more, aren't you? And from them that shall say, we have enough, shall be taken away even that which they have. And that's kind of a sad thing, isn't it? Some of them don't have too much, and what they do have is even going to be taken away because they're not using it, and they're not striving to make or take advantage of it. Cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm, or shall hearken unto the precepts of men, save these precepts shall be given by the power of the Holy Ghost. And now, how would we know if these were given by the power of the Holy Ghost? One way would be to search the scriptures, and we'd have a little working knowledge, and then we can have discernment. Now, there's some things that immediately, if someone preaches it for gospel, immediately we know it's wrong. We have heard some of these strange religions, some of their philosophy, and immediately you didn't need to pray unto the Lord for discernment to know whether it's the truth, because you had already done some homework, and as soon as they said it, you knew that they were wrong. However, many times Satan is a bit more cunning, so he gives you something that is almost right. And this is when you have to have this discernment. That's when you've got to have done a lot of study and a lot of homework and prepared yourself beforehand that you might pray unto the Lord for his direction And when this time comes and you seek the Lord, he's going to make it known unto you. I want to go over into the next chapter in 2 Nephi. Beginning with the fifth verse. For the Lord God giveth light unto the understanding, for he speaketh unto man according to their language, unto their understanding.